Hawaii may be losing out on millions of dollars in corporate tax revenue. A report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy found that $38 million in revenue could be generated by closing a loophole that allows multinational corporations to avoid paying Hawaii state taxes. Beth Giesting is the executive director of the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center. She spoke with HBR's Ryan Finnerty about how business is taxed in Hawaii and how multinationals avoid it.
The state corporate tax rate varies depending on the amount of income of the corporation. The upper tax rate, I believe, is 6.4%. And this is on corporate income, which is business income that isn't otherwise subject to the general excise tax.
And how about at the federal level?
At the federal level, there is a series of corporate income taxes there. The federal tax reform that was passed December 2017 reduced the corporate tax rates, and the theory was that corporations that were working internationally or otherwise hiding income from the federal government were going to be incentivized to bring their corporate revenues home and pay taxes on them. I don't think it exactly worked out that way, and in fact, the tax reform from 2017 did nothing to encourage corporations to repatriate corporate earnings to the United States. In fact, in some ways had the opposite effect. That creates a problem at the state level, for some states anyway, because many states just follow the federal tax laws. It is certainly easier for taxpayers to have a standardized way of paying taxes, and so many states just adopt wholesale federal tax changes. Hawaii doesn't do that entirely. We do have some differences from the federal tax law, and we could be different when it comes to taxing multinational corporations as well. I think that it's important for us to all recognize that businesses that operate in Hawaii get benefits from the infrastructure and services that are provided publicly here. And so all of our local corporations and businesses pay their fair share of state taxes. Hawaii is one of 27 states and the District of Columbia that also have a mechanism to bring in our fair share of income from national corporations. Where we have not been able so far to bring in a fair share is for multinational corporations. And these corporations have managed typically to reduce their tax indebtedness on the national level. And if states follow the national tax code, then states are missing out on that too. We believe that there is an opportunity for the state of Hawaii to fairly simply bring in additional revenue from these multinational corporations, and the amount is pretty substantial. The estimate right now is $38 million year after year.
So what you're saying is that national corporations, so something incorporated in the United States versus a multinational, they're taxed differently.
Yes. So Hawaii has adopted a combined reporting system. And so in that, they are capturing information about the overall revenues that this corporation has for the entire country. And then Hawaii assesses its fair share of that for business that takes place in the state of Hawaii. So if a business works in a number of different states and 5% of its revenues or sales or whatever happen in Hawaii, then the state of Hawaii can tax that 5%.
And so what's missing with these multinational corporations that we're not able to capture that same type of revenue?
Well, it turns out that we are able to capture that, but we do need to change our tax code. So it appears to be a fairly simple fix. Multinational companies do already need to report to the IRS what their international income is. So Hawaii could put a provision into our tax code to require a multinational corporation operating in Hawaii to provide the same information that they provide to the IRS to us. And then Hawaii would have some latitude in deciding how much of it is a fair appropriation to attribute to Hawaii, and then whatever that that attributable amount is, they could assess our tax rate to the corporation, say 6.4%.
So basically, multinational corporations are not required to report their earnings to the state of Hawaii. They only report them to the U.S. government, and therefore the state of Hawaii isn't currently taxing that income.
That's correct. We currently are not not receiving that information or levying a tax. We could change that, though, with our tax code.
Beth, I've heard it kind of theorized before or speculated that this loophole for large corporations, multinational in this case, gives them a competitive advantage over a small corporation that can't avoid taxes. Is there any truth to that idea?
Oh, absolutely. If a corporation is managing to avoid paying taxes, in this case 6.4% of Hawaii corporate taxes, they will have that much more that they get to invest and work with, as opposed to those law-abiding local corporations or even national corporations that are being subject to state taxes. So they have a tremendous incentive and advantage in avoiding paying taxes.
That was Beth Giesting, Executive Director of the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center. The state legislature is currently exploring tax bills relating to real estate trusts and carbon emissions, but not closing that multinational loophole she mentioned. If you want to read the report on that provision of the tax, we'll have a link to it posted with this story on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.